Love him or hate him, he has an impact. Jessica Rahman is a PhD researcher at ANU. She is not a Bieber fan, but this song sent her into research. Jessica, what on earth was going on? You heard this song. Why did you need to do research?
Hi, thanks for having me on the show. So, yeah, it's very interesting. As you said, I'm personally not a Bieber fan, or at least I thought I wasn't. So I want to kind of understand the effects of music on human emotion and whether our computers and, like, latest wearable technology could understand that. So that's why I was keen to do this research. I was looking for some songs to do some experiment on. I was thinking of what songs to choose, and I was looking at some songs that topped the charts. And so this song, Love Yourself by Justin Bieber, came on there. And I was listening to it, and suddenly I was feeling quite calm and quite relaxed. It was quite an emotional song. So I was like, I feel really good listening to it. And but I had never heard this song before, just because I had this thought that I am not a Bieber fan, so I would never listen to his music. So that's when I thought that, hang on, I can't be the only one who thinks like that. Maybe there are other people. So I did some experiments and with my participants, and some of them said that, oh, they are a Bieber fan. Some of them said they are not a Bieber fan. But when I collected their physiological signals when they were listening to the music, I found quite a similar pattern. Like, everyone was feeling calm and relaxed. So
even if I hate it, even if my brain doesn't like it, my body does.
Yes, that's what my research is all about. It just turned out that sometimes we have these preconceived notion that we don't like a particular genre or we don't like a particular artist, but sometimes, depending on which emotional state you are in, you actually might like some songs even if you think you don't.
Does this conform with previous research? Because people have looked at the physical impact from music before. Is it the same as the other work that people have done?
Yeah, so there are definitely evidence in literature. So there have been a lot of studies on music therapy. So traditionally, people have used a lot of like classical music, like Mozart's music, and some of them have been very beneficial for music therapy and for to reduce like stress and anxiety. So I also used a couple of music like that for my research. So it turns out, yeah, similarly how people said previously in the literature, like the computer can also pick up that emotion, but there haven't been a lot of research using the popular music, because of course there are some nice classical tunes that would help you feel less stressed, but I mean, in the modern times, not a lot of people listen to those music. So I kind of wanted to combine some of those like traditional ones that have been used, but I also wanted to incorporate these pop music which we listen every day and see if we can get similar patterns, and turns out often we do actually get similar patterns.
And do you think there's any practical ramifications from this?
Yeah, certainly. So as I was saying in my three-minute thesis talk, which I gave a couple of months ago, one of my future wish is to see all of these like wearable technology that we have, such as like our smartwatch. It can already like get your heart rate or can see your stress level and stuff like that. So I would hope that this would get more advanced in the future, and it could from your physiological signals, it could predict your emotional states, and maybe it could recommend you songs like from your Spotify playlist, like which will improve, help your emotional state or reduce your stress or anxiety at a certain point based on your physiological signal. So I think it definitely has a very big impact on music therapy and people's mental health.
Thanks so much, Jessica. You've given us lots to think about, lots of music to play. So I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Raf. Thank you for listening to me and having an interest in my research.
Jessica Rahman there, she's a PhD researcher at ANU. Not a